There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, talking about your freedom to feed your kids what you want. And there's a lady in Italy who has been ordered by a court now to feed her son meat at least once a week. She's a vegan, and like what it was described by the Breitbart article as an extreme vegan, which this is new to me. The idea being that in her veganism, she's only feeding grain to her son.
Largely.
Right? So like no vegetables.
Macrobiotic diet is what they're calling it.
Basically.
No, I didn't claim that it was no vegetables and no fruits.
Okay.
Largely.
Okay.
Largely
but not
grains.
That much vegetables or fruits.
Yeah, and it's basically the opposite of what we do at my house, where my wife has gone largely paleo and is almost doing no grains at all. We're eating a lot of salads and a lot of vegetation because, you know, we've got our own garden and all that good stuff. But we're certainly, like, I'd go on strike if we weren't getting meat. So she whatever it is that she thinks she's going to do, she isn't going to do it without meat.
So, and this also kind of, this story that you shared with us earlier, Mark, it also has the issue within it of custody rights. And I don't think we really expounded
on that. And the age of majority, yeah, and a variety of things. This is a 12-year-old. It's not like he can't cook his own food.
I mean, at the very least, he should be able to decide where he wants to go. I mean, to ask a child who's still under the care of his parents to cook his own food, I think is kind of excessive, but you know, to say to him, hey, if you want to go to your dad's house, then you should be able to. I mean, shouldn't the kid be able to make the decisions to who he wants to live with? Why should that be in the hands of the court? I mean, shouldn't he be able to say, hey, I get to go to, you know, I go to dad's house on the weekends. He takes me to McDonald's. I get, like, you know, they went through this laundry list of all this great sounding food that he had, not excluding the McDonald's from the list of great food. So it sounded like you got a real, like, well balanced meal when he's over at his dad's house. Why shouldn't he just be able to say, you know what? This vegan stuff is junk. I'm out of here.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I'd like to go back to this nonsense you're talking about, is what a 12-year-old shouldn't be responsible for their own food in the house. I mean, who do you think is responsible for feeding a 12-year-old? We're talking about
the parents or guardians would be the ones responsible.
Do you mean by feeding, do you mean buy the food or do you mean prepare the food?
Well, I mean, in my lifetime, I was, you know, my parents made food.
Yeah, I got that.
Sort of one of those things that parents are expected to do for their kids.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
I mean, I guess you can argue that there is no obligation on the parent's part to prepare food for the person, but in my opinion, then, there shouldn't be any obligation for that person to stay there.
You know, I don't think there's any obligation.
Dad's house where dad's going to make him some steaks, then he should be able to go there.
Fine. I think if there's a millionaire down the block that wants to have him fanned by women in bikinis, he should be able to go there, too. But the world isn't okay. Full of people who are going to prepare food for you, and at 12 years old, you're old enough to make your own meals, and you're old enough to prepare the meals for the house, and you're old enough to help upkeep the house. You see, when the parents spend a lot of time, money, and energy putting this thing over your head called a roof that keeps the rain
off.
Don't forget,
your parents also brought you into the world, so sort of somewhat of an obligation.
Does this obligation end?
Well, I guess legally at age 18.
Oh, now you're going to go with legally. Yeah. Legally, your ass can't leave.
Well, I don't, I think that somebody should be able to move out whenever they feel like they want to move out.
Agreed.
Whenever they're ready to take on the world. So I don't believe that, you know, I don't think there's any real firm details to these obligations, but it's just sort of the general idea is if you're going to have a kid, you should probably be down with taking care of the kid.
This isn't about taking care of somebody. Yeah. 12 years old, that kid should have probably one night a week where they prepare the meals for the family.
That's a nice idea.
Just saying.
But that would just be an agreement that you would have between, you know, the child and you, right?
Isn't everything an agreement?
If the child says, no, I don't want to cook your, you know, the meal, well, then, you know, you can't not.
Here's a Pop-Tart. Good night.
Well, what we're talking about here is a judge who's decided that this mom is going to have to cook things that she doesn't want to cook for her son. And so the courts get involved in these family disagreements. I mean, while I think it's your family and it's your business, if you want to throw a Pop-Tart at a kid, that's your business and it's none of mine.
Now I'm throwing a Pop-Tart. It sounded like the kid didn't want to participate in the family by helping prepare a meal that he has had, you know, hundreds and maybe thousands of meals prepared for him up to that point in his life, and now he doesn't want to take a little responsibility. That kid sounds like a 33-year-old who's never had children. Was only ever taken care of at home. Mama made all the meals for him.
Good. I mean, that's the way I think the relationship is supposed to work in general, is where kids get the parents take
the
care of
the relationship is you're teaching this young human how to be an older human. Mm. Older humans can prepare their own food. 12-year-olds can begin to learn how to prepare food. Some 12-year-olds are probably saddled, and rightly so, with the entire preparing of all the food meals in the house. Now, they should have other things done for them, because I don't think that a young person should have that many chores. But, yeah, I think a 12-year-old certainly is prepared mentally and physically to prepare meals.
Well, when I was growing up, my parents, I had certain chores to do, but I was, you know, given a reward for them, right? Like, they would give me an allowance, as it was called, and that was sort of concomitant with doing whatever chores I had to do.
Well, the way we do it at my house is that chores are, there's some things that you have to do in order to live in the house, right? Like, you're here, you're taking up space, your skin cells are sloughing off onto the floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, a certain level of cleaning up, that's the responsibility. And, you know,
like clean your room.
Yeah, you got to keep your room clean. You got to help with the cleaning of the house. You're using the bathroom, you're using the kitchen, you know, those kind of things. If it's something above and beyond, then you have to, then we're going to pay you. So I decided to move out onto a big farm. Jack didn't. So if I want Jack to do some pig food, there should be some financial reciprocity in that area.
I'd say that's how it worked with me when I was growing up, right? Like, I didn't get paid to clean my room either, right? I got paid to take the trash out.
The trash would go out anyway, but you're dropping things in the trash, so I don't know where exactly.
No, the whole house trash. Right.
So I understand, but some of that trash was your trash, right? Like, that was waste that you created as a person in the house. I think to some extent this is an opportunity that parents are giving, to give you some money, so to get you to do something so that you could learn to budget. It wasn't as much. Like, I think this is very difficult for parents to exactly come up with the right things that kids should be compensated for. But I don't think that it was your God-given right to get paid to take that trash out. I think that that's something
that
parents...
No, that was a deal. That was an agreement that we made. That was, the trash is their responsibility. It's their house. It's their damn house. Just like the kid's their responsibility because they brought the kid into the world. You don't bring the kid into the world and then expect the kid to do everything for itself.
No, you don't. You were probably not, doing this at 2 years old, but they very well could have said, okay, all the trash that goes in this, you put your trash in this can, you have to take your trash out.
Yeah, they could have said that, yeah.
They didn't make you pay for electricity. They didn't make you, compensate for all kinds of
things. No, they shouldn't, because they brought me into the world. It's their responsibility to take care of their child, their ward. If you don't want the responsibilities of a kid, I don't. If you don't want the responsibilities of a kid, you shouldn't bring one into the world.
It's not the responsibilities. We're teaching a young adult how to be an older adult.
Yeah.
So as we move, there's a spectrum of 0 to 18. And as we tick by on those numbers through 7, 8, 9, 10, the responsibilities get larger. Because you see, at 18, you're supposed to... Theoretically, I understand the America's full of people who aren't, but theoretically, you're prepared to be an adult and take care of all these responsibilities. Yeah. So at 17, you should be doing the vast majority of those things on your own.
I'm not saying I disagree with you here. I'm just saying it sounded like you were saying that parents don't have obligations to take care of their kids. And I think that you can make an argument for that, but generally... If you're going to bring something into the world, you should be prepared to take care of it.
Well,
that's how I feel.
I concur with that statement. I just don't. I think that that statement is really subjective for each individual, and they figure out how that goes for them and their household. And I'm willing to let them do that, and largely stay away. I'm very concerned in the area of veganism.
Well, you were saying you think that veganism... Now, do you also think this about vegetarianism,
no.
where it will stunt growth and things like that?
No, I think vegetarians, you know, look, some people call themselves vegetarians that eat fish and chicken, right? So I don't even know what a vegetarian is, but most vegetarians will eat things like eggs and drink milk and that sort of thing. So animal products, I think, are where the best proteins come from, so I don't have a problem with vegetarianism in that way.
All right. Well, what are you going to do about parents who are vegans?
I don't know.
I mean, it's... Again, it's not any of your damn business. 855-450-FREE. What do you think?
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 866-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
For
We're back with more Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition continues here. Mark says he's worried about a vegan diet, an extreme vegan diet, one that focuses more on grain than it even does vegetables.
Not for adults. Just for young.
Only for kids. So she's cooking a standard vegan diet for herself, but a different diet for her son?
No, my concern only rests with young people.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So what's going on here is there's a woman in Italy who's been ordered by a judge to cook her son meat at least once a week because of some concern about, you know, his possible issues with his health. His dad would like to have him with a more balanced diet, or what he believes to be a more balanced diet. But, of course, the vegans out there are going to say that everything's fine with their diet, that, you know, it's not going to stunt someone's growth, and that, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can make this thing work. At least that's what I suspect. When I was looking on the internet briefly, I did find, you know, at least vegetarians saying that they are fine after having been raised vegetarian. I couldn't really find briefly what the vegans were saying,
well,
but I suspect it would be the same statements.
I did look up some stuff about this, and vegans, you know, they advise you to be careful. First off, they say that the most important thing for babies, essentially, is an animal product, to make sure that this baby gets an animal product called breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's interesting that, you know, basically we're talking about a consenting animal here, and so that's fine, but, you know, nonetheless, it made me think, oh, yeah, cows are called vegetarians, but they drink their mother's milk. That's an animal product. When I have their mother's milk, that's a problem. When they have their mother's milk, it's natural and good.
Interesting.
So, okay, interesting. Yeah, I think there's some coercion generally with the way that breast milk is, with the cow's milk is gotten from cows. They're concerned that the babies are taken away. Some farms do, you know, just take sort of the extra milk that's left over. They breed cows that produce a lot of milk, and the baby can't, you know, drink it all. They will at some point, you know, wean the baby away from the mother, and, you know, then they'll take the extra milk there for a long time. And so they do get it in a much more humane fashion than perhaps the big milk does.
All right, so toll-free number tonight if you want to join the discussion here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to let you know about electronic pickpocketing. This could affect you. Maybe it already has affected one of your loved ones. And as more of these credit cards and debit cards are given RFID chips, the odds become greater that it's going to affect you at some point. This is what happens when a thief passes near you with a scanner that can read the data that's on those RFID chips in credit cards and debit cards, and the thief can then use that information to charge your credit cards for the thief's purchases, or worse yet, compromise your identity. Now, thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. Some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. And now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com. See their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com. And tell them that Ian Freeman sent you. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Chris, listening in the police state of Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys. Nice constructive banter tonight. I like listening to it. I didn't even want to call and interrupt, but I did want to talk about this child abuse possibility when feeding one's child and raising children.
Yeah,
myself, currently, I am a paleo dieter. I think it does wonders. I'd recommend it for everybody at any rate. I do think that woman is bat-ass crazy for feeding her kid grain, and I think that could potentially be, or not, not for feeding her grain, but for exclusively, like, grain. I think you need to get some protein and some animal fats in there. But
shouldn't crazy people be able to raise their kids in a crazy way?
Is there a limit? Like, if you fed your kid nothing but Pop-Tarts, might one be able to consider that child abuse?
Oh, I don't think Pop-Tarts. Let's go with genital mutilation. Ian, are you going to, I mean, you know, this is the difficulty that your position has.
What do you mean?
Well, female genital mutilation is practiced in Africa a great deal.
Yeah,
where they
oppose those.
I oppose it. I oppose vegan diets for young people. Yeah. Now, my
but
question.
It's none of my damn business.
Right. That's where it comes. That's where you come down on this. I'm going to say this is unacceptable, but I don't know what to do about
it. Vegan
precisely.
Diets or genital mutilation?
I'm trying to draw a line. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm certain female genital mutilation is. I'm not entirely sure on veganism.
Sorry, Chris. What were you saying there?
Well, I think Mark was kind of on the point there where both could cause harm to the child. One is obvious, cutting off the female sexual sensory organ there, and the other, not so obvious, a little more subtle, like feeding your kid McDonald's so he gets fat and has a coronary at like 12, like a good chunk of Americans are doing nowadays.
Right, that's a good point. That's sort of the other side of this, right? Irresponsible feeding of kids with too much meat or fatty foods or whatever it is that's bad. Because I remember fat's been bad and it's been good, and so I don't know what's good. But feeding your kids abusively in some way, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
And who's being taken to court for that? Who's being taken to court for feeding their kids too much?
I would even hesitate to breach a subject any further. I wouldn't want to give the state any ideas, but at the same time, what do you do?
Oh, the state's got ideas.
For discussion. Yeah.
I can assure you the state has ideas and designs on what kids should be eating and what they shouldn't be eating. And this is a very, very slippery slope. The difficulty is that I think that humans are omnivores, right? Like, I believe that the reason we have two eyes set in front of our heads is that so that we can judge distance like predators do. The reason we have pointy teeth is so that we can grasp meat like predators do.
That's right.
And that, like predators, like omnivores and like carnivores, we have a shorter digestive system. And people with shorter creatures with shorter digestive systems, they need meat at least a certain amount in order to grow up healthy and strong.
We're not four stomachs chewing cud. We definitely need some protein, in my opinion. And, good conversation, guys. I guess where it leads from here is how do you rectify this without involving the CPS, taking your kids away for feeding your kid too many happy meals. So, good evening, guys.
Yeah, good question. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. And my answer is I don't think you can. I mean, you can try to persuade, and I think that's about all you got. But if this lady's a dyed-in-the-wool vegan, she's probably not going to listen to you.
Yeah, I would say that, this is one of the reasons why we have two parents, is to sort of to mellow out the crazy, right?
Yeah.
And that way, this is an important circumstance where the kid should be able to decide. But a young person can't, right? Like, if we're talking about a 3-year-old, you can't really decide, or even younger than that. Reading this website here where it talks about vegan diets, it says that soy milk, rice milk, and other plant milks and homemade formulas should not be used to replace breast milk or commercial infant formula for the first year. Acknowledging that these things are inadequate when it comes to providing proper nutrition in this area. These foods do not contain the proper ratio of protein, fat, and carbohydrate, nor do they have enough of the many vitamins and minerals used as a significant part of the diet in the first year. So that, this right here on the vegetarian website, talking about kids, that concerns me.
All right, more here in moments. Maybe you've got personal experience with this. You got the mom who is refusing to feed her son meat, but now she's going to be forced to by a court. That certainly doesn't seem like the right way to accomplish this. 855-450-FREE.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts with us here. We're talking about veganism. Is it a danger to kids? When you're raising children, should those kids be eating meat? And there's one mom in Italy who's saying no. She's, in fact, feeding her son, who's now 12, a very limited diet to essentially grains and maybe a few veggies and fruits every now and then, but focusing mostly on grains. Mark, you're saying that's like the opposite from what you do at your household, and so you're worried about this kid. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Not a 12-year-old. I'm not worried about a 12-year-old.
No, you're not worried about him.
No. Okay. I mean, I think that a 12-year-old should be getting more protein. However, he's old enough to make whatever mistakes he wants to make.
Mm-hmm.
I was in prison with people who were 12. If the Florida Department of Corrections can incarcerate people at the age of 12, then fine. They can choose whatever it is they want to eat.
You weren't in juvie, were you?
I was in a youthful offender institution.
For a period of time.
If somebody was convicted of murder while at 12 years old, they would be moved to, they would be adjudicated as an adult and put in a youthful offender institution.
All right, so we'll get
with
to
people as old as 24.
You with your thoughts, including Doug in Chicago. Doug, you're up on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Yeah, hey, Mark, I normally agree with you. I can't agree with on your remark that you made that, you know, a human being, that we're pretty much made to eat meat. When have you ever eaten chicken or beef raw? Have you ever eaten it raw?
I've had steak tartare, so some beef has been raw, yeah, but not chicken.
But you know that you can get incredibly, incredibly ill off of it, right?
I know that you get salmonella from chicken, yeah.
No, not only that. I mean, you can get incredibly ill off eating any meat raw and not properly cooked all the way. If you're talking about an omnivore, which we are kind of, if you want to put a human being into that category like a wild hog, they're able to eat raw meat. They can eat
meat
without cooking it. We have to cook it in order to be able to eat it even. And then after you eat it, you literally have it rot in your colon. You know, you don't really have it do much benefit. Now, I'm pretty much a vegetarian. I mean, I'll eat fish. But I limit the amount of I shouldn't put out the term vegetarian. I mean, I do eat meat on occasion, but I'm very limited on it. You know, when we were doing hunting and gathering, you know, making a kill would be like an odd thing. It'd be like the type of thing that you'd probably only have happen a week, you know, from the reading that I've done. You know, it wouldn't be the type of thing where they make a kill every day and you'd be eating.
How can they say
day?
That? I mean, the other things I've read say that, Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal man say, the largest portion of their diet was meat. I don't know.
For the Neanderthal, yeah. For the Neanderthal, you're correct. And that can probably be why they're not around anymore, for the fact that their entire diet.
They're here. I'm 2.5% Neanderthal. Don't say, I don't want to hear your bigoted anti-Neanderthal speech.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. But they think that can be why that they didn't make it, for the fact that their entire diet relied entirely upon meat. I don't believe meat should be a major part of our diet. You know, it should be grain. Well, it should be fruit.
Ian is resetting every time we come back. Now, and I would like to point out that I've only mostly said animal products. I think that young people need in their diet animal products. So I'm talking about eggs and milk, and I'm including these things that are, you know, less coercive if one is concerned with the coercion of animals in these circumstances. So if the way you eat is intended for you to be healthier, I think that as one gets older, it's certainly better. But I think young people, they need that protein because they're creating muscle. They're creating a body.
Yeah. Yeah. They found a man in a glacier a while ago. I forgot the name of the guy up in Europe. No, it had been a different one.
Okay.
I watched it. It had been on like Frontline or on public television, and I read about it too. And they actually were able to go into the colon area and determine that, yeah, you know, he ate the majority of the diet had been, you know, grain and fruit, and that he got it at a lower elevation. You know, clearly he climbed the mountain and went into the glacier that way. But at a lower elevation, he ate, you know, grain and that type of food. He didn't eat a lot of meat.
So they couldn't warm him up and bring him back to life, huh? Bummer.
Well, I didn't think that was going to happen. That's kind of interesting. Hey, you know,
what a way to go.
Yeah, I'll bet you different people in different places had different diets, and we're going to argue for a very long time about ancient man ate. I don't want to argue about it because it sounds like you've done some research. I've certainly read some things.
Well, I mean, what I see all is...
But chimpanzees don't get a great deal of meat in their diet.
Yeah, I come into this as totally ignorant, right? Like, I see people trying all kinds of different diets. You, Doug, are saying you don't really want to eat meat. You don't see any value in it. But other people, that's all they are eating. What's it called, Mark, where the people just eat bacon and meat like that and like almost nothing else?
I think that's a joke.
Is it paleo or whatever?
No.
No, they have another name for it. They have, I forgot the name for that diet. I'm not claiming that I don't eat meat. I eat fish and I occasionally eat meat, but I am very, very limited on the amount of meat that I will eat. And I work out, I do bodybuilding, you know, I do bike riding, and I look in great condition. But, you know, I don't eat meat all the time like other people.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 205. It'll flux, you know, go up and down. But
how tall are you?
About 5'9".
You're thick. You're a sizable man. How much? What's your waist size?
I don't even know that. I have no idea.
What size are your pants?
I couldn't even tell you.
You don't know if you wear size 32, 34, 36?
I don't. I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know.
Sweatpants all the time.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Doug, for your call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I thought that was real. I swear I know people in my life who are like, oh, yeah, I eat bacon and meat, and that's about it. And that they've been like, poor, like the fat just pours off. They've been losing a ton of weight.
Well, that's a different story. If you're talking about intending to do weight loss,
yeah.
There's a variety of things that people can do. I'm not talking about a weight loss diet.
So that's not a joke. That's right. That actually is. Like, that's what people do.
Yeah, there's all right. kinds of different diets out right. there for weight loss. I would not recommend a diet for weight loss for living.
Right.
I'm talking about a diet to live on. And
isn't the paleo thing, that's not a diet for weight loss? That's...
Okay, a lot of people...
It seems like people are living on that, too.
Yeah, a lot of people lose a lot of weight on paleo, and it's great for coming to an equilibrium weight that's good for you. You're probably not going to be ripped on a paleo diet, but you're probably going to be extraordinarily healthy.
Well, you have
but
to a work paleo out to diet, be ripped.
It's still
so
just not...
to change your diet and get ripped.
It's
right?
not optimal for yeah. that. And but a paleo diet's really, it's not about that. It's really about being healthy, and it's going to be majority vegetables. It's
oh,
going to
really?
Be smaller portions of meat for, mini
what's,
paleos.
What's some the
of
them diet just called with the meat?
Where the I don't know the answer to that.
It, like,
I hear you're
off.
Obsessed with this diet. I have no idea.
It's fascinating because we just had a caller who's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think people should eat meat hardly ever. And then there's these other people that are eating a bunch of meat and they're seeing just amazing weight loss. So what that tells me is that there's just, people have different preferences and
they
different
do.
Things work for different people.
Okay, so I'm not arguing with people's preferences,
right.
Ian.
I'm just trying to understand what these different diets are called and I just don't know what they are. I thought you might know. And you thought it was a joke.
My only concern is when it comes to young people being forced to eat certain ways.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think the way my wife feeds my son is awesome. Sometimes I'm like, he's getting a few too many of these organic cane sugar gummy bears or whatever. But,
We got Nick on the line. He's in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
How you guys doing? I'd like to add to your Good. Vegan conversation.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't sure which one of you was cautious about the vegan diet, but I wanted to
That's me, Mark.
That.
That's Mark.
All right, yeah, I think Mark's concerns are really valid for a couple of different reasons. One is that we all know that everybody's body needs certain vitamins, certain nutrients, and a certain amount of calories to continue to function properly. And
sure.
when you go to something as extreme, or what I would refer to as an extreme diet like vegan, you've got to realize that it's a science and a discipline, right? You have to
yeah.
be careful, and there is a correct way to do it. But unfortunately, some people are not equipped to do it properly, and that absolutely can translate into harm coming to either themselves or their children, and sometimes even death.
Stand by, Nick. If you have more to say, we can bring it back here in a moment.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. Look, I'm not saying I don't have concerns. I'm not a vegan, nor am I a vegetarian. I'm not interested in those things. I like lots of different foods, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm critical here. I just feel like it's this lady's life. She should be able to make whatever food she wants for her kids. It's Free Talk Live. It's none of my business. 855-450-FREE.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, by the way. So if you want to join us there, you may do that. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about parenting and diets. Specifically, a woman in Italy now being ordered by a judge to feed her son meat at least once a week. She's a vegan. She doesn't really want to do that. I imagine she's probably going to because she's under court order at this point. But and I don't feel like she should have to. I mean, I feel like it's her business. It's her son. She should be able to make the decision she wants about what food to feed her son. And there, of course, are other complicating factors in here. Number one, there's a divorce, so you've got the man and the woman, they're not together anymore, and the man wants one thing, and the woman wants another thing, and they both have separated kind of custody of the kid, so the kid gets a different diet when he's with dad than he does when he's with mom, and that complicates matters. And, of course, bringing the state involved in these issues always brings the issue of force into play, which otherwise I don't think this woman should have force used upon her. I think that, you know, persuasion is the best way to do it. But ultimately, some people will not be persuaded. You know, they have very firm beliefs about what is the right thing to eat. And I think other parents have firm beliefs about other things that people will find disagreeable, right? Like, we've talked in the past about fundamentalist Christian parents who refuse to take their kids to the doctor, for instance.
Yep. And I think this is on par with that.
Yeah, it's right around there. And you know, their viewpoint is that, well, if his sight was meant to be good, then Jesus would cure him, you know, that kind of thing. So we don't need to go to the eye doctor and get them glasses. Ah, what's that? You've come down with some malady? Well, if it's in God's will, then you'll survive it. So we don't need to go to the hospital.
Not need to. It would be irreligious to go to the hospital.
Well, it would be against their religion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, look, are you kidding? You'd mess around with what God's will is? If it is God's will, he will take care of it.
So I don't take any side on, you know, what is or is not the right diet. I, you know, my viewpoint on this lady should be allowed to cook what she wants. The boy in this case is old enough to decide whether or not, I think he should be deciding whether or not he wants to stay at his mom's house or he wants to stay at his dad's house. Like, if he doesn't like what mom's cooking, then he should say, all right, Dad, I'd rather live with you. Well,
further, I think that he should be afforded a certain amount of room in the refrigerator or be given his own refrigerator, mm-hmm. where he can keep things like, you know, meat if that's what he wishes to eat, and he can prepare that on his own. He's 12 years old. So I think that in many cases, much of this is about nothing. It just, for me, it brought up the opportunity to talk about, you know, veganism, vegans raising children. And
which you have concerns with.
I do. I have all kinds of concerns with all kinds of people raising their kids.
Yeah.
I think we can look into the past. For instance, the castrati. Do you know who these folks are?
Are they related to the Parmigiani Warriors?
Yeah, I love that story. I got that past you so long ago. No, the castrati were real, okay. Folks. The Parmigianis were a joke that I told you while we were eating spaghetti one time.
Yeah.
The castrati were these young men in Italy who had their testicles removed at a young age so that their voices didn't age. Now, they would be, you know, they wouldn't do this to every young boy. They'd do it to the ones with the really great voices. And so, you know, this is something that obviously the parents would be willing to do, but you'd never allow somebody to do that today. I brought up female genital mutilation. I think, frankly, that male genital mutilation should be on par with this. The binding
They're both
of,
bad. They're both bad.
The binding of feet, you know, the Japanese used to have this custom of sort of tying the feet up in a way that, you know, made them sort of scrunch together and stuff. And there's all kinds of different mutilations that people have done to themselves and their children throughout human history. Now, I don't know whether to put veganism in this category, but for me, it's close. It's right on the edge.
Jim is with us in Des Moines. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jim. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ian, I kind of agree with you, what you're saying, because basically freedom means only one thing, and that's freedom from the coercive power of the state. But at the same time, the state's really only proper function is to protect individual and property rights. So, Mark, the point he's making, a child is still an individual, and the state mm-hmm. is within its rights to make sure that the child is getting a proper diet.
I disagree. The state doesn't have rights. Only individuals have rights.
So I said the state's only proper function is to protect individual and property rights. That's the state's only proper function, that and national defense. And a child is an individual. So the state, you know, the state can intervene, like you talked about the child who is not getting medical treatment for religious reasons. The state can intervene.
I think that's a huge problem. I mean, I think you're talking about a Pandora's box. You're opening up a very slippery slope here when you say that it's the state's proper role to come in and intervene when the state bureaucrats think that the kid's being raised the wrong way. I mean, we've seen that has led to some really scary situations where parents have had their kids taken from them.
It is a slippery slope. The court has to have some objective means, usually through an expert, a dietitian or something, that's going to come in. You might have a parent that's a fruitarian or a breatharian or something like this and says, I'm only going to feed my child fruit or he's just going to live on air. I mean, a child, the law of identity says that a child needs particular, you know, it has certain needs as a child.
Yeah, but the problem is, look, I understand that there are going to be a lot of people listening to what you're saying and saying, yeah, he's right about that. We need the state to do this. Well, look, I mean, I don't think we need to have the state at all. So
people are going to intervene in other people's parenting, whether it's the state or not.
That's what I was going to say, is if you feel like some kids are being abused, then you should take it within your own hands to kidnap those kids and save them from the abusive parents. Like, you know, if you know parents are beating their children, there's some good reasons to take some kids away from some bad parents. And I really, the ultimate question is, what do you think society will accept as far as kidnapping kids from bad parents? Because that's not what I don't want to see happen is some government bureaucrat who, you know, just arbitrarily makes decisions about what is and what is not the right way to raise kids. And then we have what we have today, where you can get in trouble for all kinds of stuff as a parent that is relatively innocuous.
I say it can't be arbitrary. There must be.
But it always is with the government. They'll arbitrarily pick the expert that they're going to, because there's, as we pointed out already tonight, different experts are going to say different things about different subjects. So, you know, one bureaucrat, whatever bureaucrat's in charge of the CPS program or whatever it is you're talking about here, they're going to select the expert that most best backs up their viewpoint that they already have. I mean, we've had so many different stories in here about government stealing people's kids from them that absolutely didn't deserve it, and that's the Pandora's box that you're opening up here by saying that the government should be able to do that.
Well, I'd say that if anybody, whether it's the government or not, decides to take people's kids, they should be responsible individually. Each individual should be legally responsible for their actions, and that's going to be the biggest solution
to
this problem.
Well, when the state exists, that won't happen.
Well, the state never causes its actors to be legally responsible.
Well, that's Jim? The system that we have to work within
it's true.
At this time. You know, if somebody's abusing their child, you can't resort to vigilanteism and go in there and kidnap the child. Although that might
why not? That's what you're asking the state to do.
Well, the state has the legal authority. I mean,
yeah, and they also are completely unliable for anything they do. When they steal people's children, they have no liability for what happens when they're in their care and their custody, or, you know, for what the fact that they've stolen them in the first place and caused all kinds of damage.
I agree, but there's a saying, we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good either.
Well, that's the thing. See, I'd rather get rid of the state and take my chances with whatever bad parents are out there, and then trust the neighbors and trust, you know, other family members or whoever to step in when some sort of abuse is uncovered. I don't think we need to have the auspices of the state to try to protect people. But, Jim, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Steve is in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Yes, hello. That's pretty heavy stuff there. I would like to lighten it up a little bit.
Sure.
Just to go back to what you were talking about earlier, you guys were talking about the diet where you eat nothing but bacon and ham and, you know, all kinds of meat and fats and animal fats. Well, that's the Atkins diet.
And okay, I thought there was a new name for it. I thought there was some sort of tweak they made to it, but I don't know.
Yeah, the Atkins salads are just fine on Atkins. I ate lots of salads on Atkins.
Well, yeah, as long as there's no carbs involved. Like,
right.
Yeah,
croutons. Hold the croutons, please.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You cut the carbs out, and then after a while you lose some weight, and then you slowly add them back in.
Steve, if you had more, you're welcome to stand by. Otherwise, thanks for the call. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We have an entire hour remaining, hour number three on the way. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like. 855-453. We can also talk about an interesting jail in Norway. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.